Listener on tomatoes and their shortages of fruit and veg in the shops. Caller is a farmer himself. Says the price that producers of those vegetables are getting is a far bigger factor, or is a bigger factor in scarcity of them than anything else, says this farmer. If you have a view, if you have your own story, get in touch with us on the programme. With me on the line to talk about this element of it is Dan Horan of Horan's Fruit and Veg. Dan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
I was in a large supermarket yesterday and I couldn't find the tomato, and it was similar the day before. What's after happening?
Well, Jerry, I was on with you last year, and I think I was on with you the year before as well. This has been a problem now 3 years in a row, where Spain, which is the big supplier for November, December, January and February to all of Europe, with the tomatoes, the broccoli and all that, but they've experienced absolutely dreadful weather. Last year it was downpours of rain. Now, I was only reading yesterday that over the last 3 weeks, they've had 16 nights in a row of below freezing temperature. Now, a lot of people talk about going to Spain in holidays all year round, but that's the weather that they're experiencing there this year. Not so much the flooding that they had last year. And of course, the crops hadn't grown. They're not able to produce the same quantities anymore. And then you've North Africa and Morocco, which is a reasonably big producer as well. They have experienced thunderstorms and downpours as well over the last 4 weeks. And so, Jerry, that is the problem. There are two suppliers this time of the year. There is nobody else out there. And we've had 3 years in a row of it. So, I mean, is it climate change or what? We don't know. I presume it is. So, I mean, it's a very worrying thing that's happening. Tomatoes are up by over 300%. They should be about €8 a box. They're well over 20 at the moment. Peppers should be €10 a box. They're over 30. So on this type of thing. But it's the fact, whatever price it is, the supply is the problem. And now, you know, England has been completely decimated, but they depend very much on Morocco because they're both outside.
Both third countries, yeah, outside the EU.
Yeah, exactly. So Morocco.
So Brexit made things worse for England.
It did, Jerry, did, yeah. I mean, I've seen on the Sky News, BBC, all over the place in England, they're decimated in England. So we're not too bad here. I think Spain are looking after the European countries, the EU countries, sorry. And so we have stock in our shops in Killarney and Tralee. It is expensive, but at least we have the tomatoes, we have the broccoli and all that. But yeah, I know the bigger players in the market would have a lot more problems than we have.
Yeah, and that's why you're seeing this situation. Look, the headline in front of the Irish Examiner this morning is putting it down to climate change. Cold in Spain, floods and rain in Morocco.
Well, Jerry, I'm 34 years in business and I've never seen this happening in 34 years. What's after happened the last 3 years in a row? So, yeah, is it climate change? I'm no expert in that, but it would definitely suggest that it is playing a part. And, Jerry, you know, I was in Kenya last May there. I was out there in relation to the digging of a well out there, which is a project I wanted to do for many years. But I saw the effects of climate change. They've had no rain there for nearly 3 years.
Yeah.
I saw animals dying by the side of the road because of lack of water. So, you know, this climate thing is becoming a very serious problem all over the world, whether we like it or not. You know?
It's going to impact our food supply. It's impacting migration. It's impacting a number of different things. Are we moving towards a situation, Dan, whereby, and this is the other element of, I suppose, climate, is that the transport of fruit and vegetables will be looked at and we'll only eat what's in season.
Yeah, exactly. And so, sorry, John, the other problem is, of course, you have shipping problems as well.
Yeah, that's good. Logistics is a part of it, it's fair to say.
And the trucks are coming back with half loads. They're still having to pass on the full cost as it was a full load. So everything has been affected at the moment. And we've only the one country in Europe now, we're all depending on them. That is a very, you know, Spain goes November, December, January, February, beginning of March. Then the Dutch season comes in. Now, the other problem there with it is the Dutch have cut away back in using oil and so on, and gas and electricity to heat their glass houses.
I remember you mentioning that before. That's another problem, that the energy costs are
They've got about 3 weeks behind now as well. So they should be coming in now in March, but they won't be now till the end of March. So overall, Jerry, it's becoming a very serious problem, and I think it's one that's going to be with us and for the next few years maybe, and certainly for the next 3 weeks, this problem is going to continue.
Yeah. Are cucumbers a problem as well?
Yes, they're all Spanish, Jerry. All Spanish. All cucumbers, broccoli, peppers, cauliflowers, all those tomatoes, every one of them, courgettes, they're all Spain.
So what do you do if you want a salad?
Jerry, I don't know. And strawberries as well. Strawberries are completely...
Strawberries, well, they were cleaned out anyway because of Pancake Tuesday yesterday, for sure. The few that were there, I suppose.
But the quality on those is very poor at the moment anyway, even if we can get them. Again, we're all waiting for the Dutch ones to come in and sometime in the match. So, Jerry, yeah, it is a very, very worrying problem that's after developing with Spain, a country we associate with sunshine, and to see 16 nights of below freezing temperatures, that is very, very worrying. And it's the same with Morocco, the same problem over here.
A listener gets to us. I'm here in Spain, Jerry. You can tell Dan that what he's saying is not the case. I presume he means there's plenty of fruit in Spain in the shops, but they'd sort themselves out first, I'd imagine, in terms of their own supplies.
Yeah, of course. We're the same here in Ireland. We supply our own shops first. I wouldn't take any notice of that. No, that is.
There is reports, and I have it here in front of me. Frost. And snow and rain in Spain.
Yeah, absolutely.
In January.
Yeah,
and especially, which is unusual.
Especially frost. Yeah. I mean, people, as they're going to Spain the whole year round on holidays, they certainly wouldn't be going if there was freezing temperatures at night. And I see, Jerry, here that the World Health Organization in 2021 issued a warning that more frequent and extreme weather due to climate change will disrupt global food supplies, and we're seeing it happening now 3 years in a row. So that warning was definitely a right.
Yeah. Okay, Dan, look, that's where the things are heading. That's where things are going. You're still battling, obviously, as well. I know the government have extended the temporary business energy support scheme yesterday to try and help businesses keep going with the energy cost. Hopefully, the cost of electricity is coming down, we're told, over the next 6 months. But it is a challenge in business
at the moment. As I say, out of my 34 years, I've never experienced anything like it. We were a cost came on us there with the last 12 months. Our electricity will possibly cost us about 50,000, even after the government grant. We're still looking at an extra 50,000 for this year because we're tied into contracts with all those companies.
Yes.
And so we're tied up for a good part of the year now anyway. So if they came down tomorrow, there wouldn't be much good to us. It is, plus the fuel increases last year. And so, we're seeing massive costs being put on small businesses. And it's a very, very difficult year. It's a very trying year, I think, for small businesses. And I'm troubled about a lot of businesses. I don't know whether they're going to survive it, you know. I've closed a shop myself, Jerry, there a few weeks ago. I think I was one of five shops the same week to close. So it is very, very troubling what's happening, and that cost very much beyond our control.
Yeah, and that's the difficult side of it at the moment, the difficult part of it. Okay, Dan, well, look, thanks so much for talking to us about that in the programme. Hopefully things improve and we see a supply coming in as the spring comes in of fruit and vegetables, but that's Dan.
Sorry, Jerry, it will come back to normal about the end of March, because the dust season will come in a few weeks late, but they'll come in, they're fantastic. So it's only about another 3 weeks and then it will be back to normal again.
Okay.
They'll have their strawberries and cucumbers again.